Hi and welcome to the gutter. I've got an action-packed show actually. After working on fumes in the last few, we've actually seemed to suddenly got a lot to talk about. And joining me for the lot to talk about are Joel Richards, Stu Wright, and Neil Atkinson. We're going to start off, and I know you did the last show in my absence, Neil, and you talked quite a lot of Lenny Yarrow and quite a lot of Trent. But I still think the fallout from the Yarrow, the implications of the Yarrow going to Man United deal are worth chatting about, because I think they are relevant in how Liverpool might face their dealings with our big three. We've still got 1 year to go on contracts and still haven't signed contracts. We're talking about Virgil van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold, and Mo Salah, obviously. Now, there's different nuances with all of them. I would say in the past we've been able to say, hey, Liverpool aren't afraid of letting a contract run down. Look at Gini Wijnaldum, look at Emre Can. Who else can we now say that of? Thiago, Joel Matip as well. Different situations in each case to a degree. I think we could talk ourselves into Liverpool, may in the worst case scenario, letting Virgil or Mo Salah's contracts run down rather than force them out and taking a fee. But I think Trent stands alone as a unique case in that Liverpool can't afford to let him just go, do you know what? I'll give it another year and see how I feel. I just think there's too much money at stake. And because of that, I think look, we may, if it doesn't go well in the next month and he signed a new contract, Liverpool might end up in an awkward position with Trent, in a standoffy kind of position. And it may lead to the kind of behaviour we've seen Lille exhibiting towards Lenny Yarrow when he initially, I think, refused a move. Is my contention. It's Neil I'm addressing here.
Ah, okay, excellent.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure.
I
I wasn't
dropped your
sure if it
name in.
was.
It was quite the monologue by me, but I dropped your name in, but it might have been
I just
lost.
I thought you were just bringing me in because we talked about it on the previous show, but no, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, I think that. Well, I think that this is where the metaphor I'm going to keep using about Trent, which is that we're getting closer and closer to the final whistle, and the game remains nil-nil. And we should be ahead, but we're not. It should be home and hose, but it isn't. And that's the concern. And I do think that, yes, it could lead to different behaviours from Liverpool. I think that within that, there's obviously a ton of questions around how he sees himself, and all of those bits and pieces, how he sees the new manager and how he sees the progress. But I actually just sort of think this door has ended up being just a little bit more open than Liverpool would have wanted.